Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I just want to let everybody know that Ken is a patient of mine, and he very kindly consented to spend some time this morning basically talking about his voyage using nutrition response testing, right, Ken?
Yeah.
So Ken, how did you come to nutrition response testing in the first place? How did you come to see me?
My aunt went to see you about a year before I came, and she had such a good experience over it. Basically, she lost weight without even trying, and she also got, you know, a boost of energy, and those are two things that I wanted that I wasn't getting. So after that, I was looking at Cy Energy that was on TV, and, you know, those diet programs, and I've been taking vitamins, you know, and stuff like that, but I didn't know whether I was taking the right vitamins or not. So I read your book, and after I read your book, I decided I was going to do something, and I decided to do your program, which seems to work, has worked really well.
Work as advertised, huh?
Yeah.
So you started to talk about some of the reasons you came, and so you said fatigue, and you said weight control. You wanted to lose some weight, and were there some other things that you had been working with? I know there were. I just want you to say them.
I had a heart attack, so I had to take medication.
So you have heart condition
and diabetes.
And diabetes.
Get away from those, you know, the medication, because I knew that was probably one reason why I was having the fatigue and everything.
So. Right. So how many medications were you actually, did you start with before you started the program? How many?
Four.
Four medications and the usuals, right? Mm-hmm. The blood pressure medication and the cholesterol medication.
The form and the cholesterol.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you were taking those, and you noticed that your energy was running low. And did you have any digestive complaints as well in the middle there, or even before?
Not really. Every once in a while, I'd probably, you know, take Tums. Occasionally I'd take Tums, you know, because, you know, with upset stomach or something.
Right, sort of like not maybe full-blown acid reflux, but some sort of discomfort in the belly. And that's a real common thing. I mean, you know, most of us just kind of pass on addressing that when it's just like every once in a while. You know, taking Tums is just sort of the conventional, you know, cultural action when the digestive system is disturbed. And yet it is still an indication that your system, you know, that your health isn't well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew there's something wrong, but yeah. You know, I just figured it's probably just naturally growing old, you know.
You know, it's so funny. I mean, we sort of, you know, we just kind of get fed that pablum all the time, don't we?
Yeah, more or less. Well, you know, just you're just growing old. That's why this and that's happening.
Right. You know? And that's the pablum that we're fed. And it's nonsense.
Yeah,
isn't
agree.
It? Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
after being on your program, I noticed such a drastic difference.
Yeah, and it's not that we aren't going to age. We're definitely going to age. There's no doubt. And if anybody has any doubt, there is a saying out there that says there's nothing as totally permanent as taxes and death. Right? So we're all going to die. But the question is, what is the quality of our life going to be between the time, you know, of our between the living and the time of our passing? Right?
Well, that's one reason why I decided I had to do something.
Exactly. That was the question I was wanting to sort of explore a little bit more, Ken, because, you know, and we've had this discussion. I know you and I have, because we have good visits when you come, and it's fun working with you. And the thing is that why now? You know, why come now? I mean, you've already got diabetes, you got, you know, the obvious implications of ongoing heart disease. You have all this stuff, which didn't just happen yesterday. You know, that took place over time, right?
Yeah, but it seemed like when I turned 60, it just you know, all of a sudden everything happened.
Yeah. So
first
so,
it was the heart. At first it was diabetes, and then about 2 years later it was the heart attack.
Right. And so the diabetes was first diagnosed at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the experience shows that, you know, there are many millions of people who are actually pre-diabetics who don't even know that they're on the way towards, you know, serious consequences, right?
Yeah, I had warning signs, but I just kind of ignored them.
Exactly. What were the warning signs? Share that, would you?
It was just, you know, getting a blood test and, you know, the doctor saying, well, you're getting up there, but it didn't say it was serious, so I didn't react to it seriously.
You're talking about the blood sugars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, getting my test when I, you know, every 2 years I was, you know, going to, you know, get my physical.
Right, right.
And it was showing up gradually, but I just more or less, you know, ignored him. Because the doctor didn't seem like he was that serious, but, you know, it says, you don't need to watch out for this.
Like, watch what? I mean, what are you supposed to watch?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you...
I cut back a little bit, but not, you know,
right.
Enough.
Right, right. I mean, you were doing, yeah, you were heading into the wall, and you just, like, maybe slowed up just a tad.
Right.
Yeah. So then why, you know, why now? Why make, you know, the life change now? I mean, what, you know, I know the symptoms.
The main reason why I did was because of the fact that I had only been on these medications for, you know, like the heart medications for about 2 years and the Metformin for about 4 years. So I figured, you know, I need to get off of them. And if I stretch it out too long, it'll be harder to get off of them. I figured if I do something soon, there's a good chance I can be drug free.
And
to waste time and just, you know, live that life because I wasn't. I just didn't have the energy anymore, and I just didn't, you know, I wanted that back more than anything.
Right, because you, I mean, basically what you saw was, you saw the dimmer switch, you know, turning down ever slightly on the quality of your life. And so, and the thing about the medications are, do you know anybody who starts down the path of prescription medications for chronic problems that ends up with less medications?
No.
We don't know any, because that's not what happens. Because the medications, and now you know this more than ever, the medications are not in any way treating the root cause of the condition or conditions.
Yes.
And you have this experience now because, so you got the evaluation. Was it painful?
No.
Was it unusual?
Unusual, yes. That's one reason why I kind of, you know, you're a little skeptic, but the thing is because of my aunt, I believe what you did worked, so I figured I'd follow everything you said.
And what result?
Well, the result of doing that, within the first month, I just automatically dropped about 13 pounds without even trying.
Oh, my goodness. You know? Oh, my goodness.
And
side effect, a cruel side effect, weight loss.
And then I also started decreasing my medication after about, I think it was about 6 weeks, I knocked off.
And of course I said,
one.
Right, and I said, go to your doctor and talk to them about that, right? I did say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So then you started to drop your medications, and what was happening?
Well, actually, I wasn't getting the energy kick I was looking for, and all of a sudden, after about 8 weeks, all of a sudden, it just like, I woke up one morning and I had all this extra energy.
Wow.
And in fact, this morning I got up and did a whole bunch of exercises, which,
oh my God,
you know, it's way out of, you know, out of line from the way I was living probably the last 4 or 5 years.
And what's that worth?
Oh, everything. I mean, to me, it's, you know, I'm glad I didn't do anything. The other reason why I was like, went there too is because I was taking all these vitamins. They didn't seem to help me.
Right. Just like, I know.
I mean, I want to know. I was taking the right vitamins for my body, what my needs were, and I think you addressed those, you know, absolutely 100%. Otherwise, I wouldn't be getting the results I'm getting.
Exactly. So it's nutrition, as you have now found out, works.
Oh, yeah, because I've completely changed my, you know, my eating habits, and that's probably the drastic change is just changing my eating habits, but I haven't, I don't eat less. I just eat what I want to eat, but I eat the right foods. You know, I had to cut out fruit and grains, which I, you know, I used to eat Cheerios because I thought that was heart healthy.
Oh, that's such a joke.
Cut that out.
Right. For a diabetic.
At all.
Yeah, diabetic, eating grains and fruit and sugar. And, you know, and they're, then they're basically promoting, you know, Cheerios as heart healthy. I mean, is that now when you, now that you, you sort of had a little time to reflect and you've started to see some significant results. I mean, doesn't that just, doesn't the irony of that just like smack you in the head?
Yeah. It just, you know, you feel like you've been lied to a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not exactly lying. This is America. And in America, the corporations reign. And we just, we, it's just that we have to wake up. You know, we just have
to. Some products are good for some people, but they're not good for all people.
Which is, again, why the individualized nutritional healing program approach, right? All I really did using the nutrition response testing technology was to evaluate you and find out what your body actually requires so that you can stop, so that you can stop guessing, right?
Yep.
And what's that like? I mean, no more confusion, right?
Yeah, I you know, I don't, you know, I don't wonder whether I'm doing the right thing or not anymore.
And what's that worth?
Well, there's no amount of money to explain what that's worth.
Yeah, yeah. Because it seems like, and I'm with you, I mean, you can imagine, think about it from my point of view too, Ken. I mean, you know, I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on you know, education in East Asian medicine and, well, even Western, you know, medicines, the courses that I needed to take, physiology, biology, chemistry, et cetera, you know, going all the way back. And you know, what... Can you imagine the incredible wake-up call I had?
Yeah. Well, what was interesting, I got an email from Diet Center Energy, the one that's really advertised on TV, and they mentioned five things they do when you go to their program. And basically, you cover four of those, and the only one you don't cover is the hormone treatments, which I'm kind of questionable about anyway, whether hormone treatments are really that good for you, especially at my age. So,
well, the thing about hormone,
So I, like I said, I don't think I need them from what the results I'm getting, especially what's happened to me in the last.
That's wonderful.
Like I said, in the last week or two, my energy level just like a light got turned on. So,
your body is totally capable of essentially, you know, manufacturing and utilizing the hormones that you need at your age and your time of life. And the thing is, if you use exterior drugs, I don't care if they're, you know, antidepressants to hormones, there are side effects. End of story. And anybody who tells you otherwise is definitely, you know, smoking something. And that's all there is to it. Man, I don't care who it is. Now, if there is an event, for example, a woman who has a premature hysterectomy, there may be a need for a transition time because, you know, all of a sudden you've got nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as you know, hormones, you know, otherwise, you just have to fix, you have to enable the body to repair its own machinery, loosely said. And that's essentially what's happening to you, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. And like you said, you were taking lots and lots of vitamins, and they weren't working. And, of course, that's in part what happens, you know, if, number one, if you don't know what your barriers to healing are, you remember those, food sensitivities, chemicals, metals, ongoing immune challenges and scars, and those things interfere with the body's ability to heal. So that's the other thing. Even if you changed your diet completely and were lucky enough to happen upon the very foods that you should avoid and those foods you should eat, there are still four other categories, aren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And without those, would the program be as effective?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to have that information in order for it, in order for it to work.
I believe in vitamins. I just, you know, you need to find out to take the right vitamins for your body.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, can you hold? I'm gonna wrap up the, you know, with you just when I come back. It's radio time. I got to take a break. Will you hold for me?
Yes.